This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, guest host as always on Tuesdays at noon West Coast time. That's where I live in Las Vegas. Noon West Coast time, 3 o'clock. East Coast time, guest hosting on the Alex Jones Show. Why is my screen blank? I have no idea. Are we on? We're sure on. There we go. I was wondering what was going on there. If I can't see myself on the screen, I'm thinking we're not on. I thought something was wrong. We're on. Wayne Allen Root. RootForAmerica.com is the website. WayneRoot@gmail.com is my email, and we are off and running. All right, so lots of things to tell you about. It's going to be a very special show. For me, number one, I interviewed President Donald J. Trump yesterday on my national radio show. It was also videotaped. The audio is out now. The video will be out preferably, hopefully, tomorrow, Thursday at the latest, the video version. But I have lots to tell you about what President Trump had to say. And I have lots to tell you about a new commentary I've just written about Justin Bieber and Ray Liotta in Hollywood. One died, the other has facial paralysis, and we all know everyone in Hollywood has drank the vaccine, COVID vaccine Kool-Aid. They're all Stepford wives. So you could absolutely bet that Justin Bieber is vaccinated. You could absolutely bet that Ray Liotta was vaccinated. You can't get on a movie or a TV set or step on a music stage without being vaccinated, and it's happening. The shoe is dropping all over the world. There's Ray Liotta's picture, and I'm a great fan of Ray Liotta, and Justin Bieber and his wife, both injured, and both, again, this is an opinion show, it's my opinion, they're public figures, it's clear to me they're part of the vaccine injury and death disaster going on in the United States of America. So I'll talk about my Donald Trump interview coming up in the next segment. I want to make this a mystery. I want you to hold on and get excited because there were some huge eye-opening revelations because Trump and I are great friends and have been for a long time, and he's very comfortable around me. So it wasn't an interview. It was like two great friends talking, and you got to listen in. And so because he's a little bit looser than in a normal interview and not on guard, he said some things that I think are very important for everyone to hear, and I think that the media will take some of them and make them into headlines around the world, just as we did last year, not last year, but maybe about 6-8 months ago. I was the guy who created the idea of Trump becoming House Speaker. He needs to be House Speaker, I said, and he said, great idea. I like that. I've never heard of anyone before, and I said it to him right on live radio. And so all of a sudden that became headlines all over the world, literally all over the United States and all over the world, was that Wayne Root said to Donald Trump, you should be House Speaker. And what many of them didn't know was a lot of them said, but it was Steve Bannon's original idea. I love Steve Bannon. He's a friend of mine, too. But sorry, Steve, it was my idea. Steve Bannon first spoke about it at a speech in Boston, and I think it was February of 2021. And I was the guy who brought the idea up and wrote it in a column in January of 2021. I think it was 2 weeks after Biden was sworn in as president. I wrote a column and said, Trump's got to be Speaker of the House. And I'll tell you the significance of why Trump needs to be Speaker of the House. And wait till you hear what Trump had to say about it, because everyone assumes that he will not do that because he endorsed Kevin McCarthy. But I have breaking news for you from my interview with President Trump. But I need to explain why he needs to be Speaker of the House, because he can lead the impeachment of Biden and Kamala Harris for the crimes and the treason they've committed against the United States. And once they're both thrown out of office, guess who's next in line to be president? Speaker of the House. That's how Donald Trump becomes president of the House quickly, because I don't believe we could wait till 2024. I don't believe this country will last till 2024. And I asked President Trump about that, and guess what? He had a wild answer that you're going to want to hear about whether America can last till 2024. Wayne Allen Root, RootForAmerica.com, and my email, WayneRoot@gmail.com. We'll be right back. More about Justin Bieber, Ray Liotta, my commentary about the COVID vaccine in my interview with President Donald J. Trump.
The internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
RootsForAmerica.com, my show nationwide, nationwide syndicated radio. It is called Wayne Allyn Root Raw and Unfiltered. And the best way to get to it is either you go to my website, RootsForAmerica.com, and you click on top. It says listen live to my show. It's 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast time, 5 to 8 p.m. Central time, and 3 to 6 p.m. West Coast time, Monday through Friday, 5 days a week, syndicated national radio. Or you go to USA Radio. All right, so I'm going to get to the details of my Trump interview in a few minutes. I want to keep you in suspense. Very important ground was covered, but I want to read you my column now. I want to read you my column. My column will be out the next day. You're the first to hear it. The title is, Will the Whole Hollywood Soon Be Either Dead Like Ray Liotta or Paralyzed Like Justin Bieber? Will they still trust the lies of government and the CDC? That's my title. Now, I want to state up front again, I'm an opinion guy, I'm a commentator, these are my opinions, and these are public figures at which all of us have a right to ask questions. So I'll get to Justin Bieber and Ray Liotta in just a minute. But first I want to explain why I know and understand liberal Democrats who worship the vaccine god better than any conservative in America. It's because I've known nothing but liberal Democrats all my life. I grew up on a dead-end street on the Bronx borderline in a majority-minority city. I attended an almost 100% black middle school and almost a 90% black high school. And almost everyone I knew was a Democrat. I grew up Jewish, attended synagogue, and was bar mitzvahed. Almost every Jew I knew was a Democrat, from my rabbi to my own uncle and aunts. I was accepted into Columbia University, one of the finest Ivy League colleges in America. Forget Democrats, virtually every human being there, classmate and professor, identified and bragged to me that they were either socialist, Marxists, or communists. I became host of 5 television shows on Financial News Network, now known as CNBC, and everyone I met in journalism, broadcasting, television, and media was an ultra-liberal Democrat, everyone. I lived for 13 years in Malibu, California, and everyone I met in Malibu was an ultra-liberal Democrat. And one more unique tidbit of my life, I'm a lifelong health food and vitamin enthusiast, and for decades, almost everyone I met in vitamin stores identified as liberal Democrats. So I've been living and working around liberal Democrats, socialists, Marxists, and communists my entire life. I may understand them better than any conservative or Republican in America. And never, never, ever did politics, or liberal Democrat politics in particular, ever have anything to do with medicine or vaccines. Actually, to the contrary, most of the liberal Democrats I've met in my life were cynical, anti-establishment, never trusted anything politicians or government told them, hated and distrusted Big Pharma, and were almost always anti-vaccine. Most of the Birkenstock crowd that I met in vitamin stores and health stores would not allow their children to be vaccinated. Most of the liberal mothers I met over the years, and I lived in Manhattan, the Hollywood Hills below the Hollywood sign, and Malibu. So I know liberal mothers better than anyone. Most of them did not trust vaccines and believe vaccines caused autism. So how did we get here? Because right now, at this moment in time, liberal Democrats and assorted socialists, Marxists, and communists who make up the Democrat Party, and in particular everyone in Hollywood and the entertainment industry, have spent the past 18 months in a spell. Mass psychosis, a Stepford wife trance, a Jim Jones of Guyana-like Kool-Aid drinking mass brainwashing event. The liberal Democrats I've known my whole life were mostly atheists. Yet today, suddenly, every Democrat I meet believes in God, and they've all found religion. Their God of choice is the COVID vaccine, and their religion is vaccinology. They love vaccinology so much, many of them have switched from Scientology. Their liberal crowd is filled with addicts, drug addicts, alcohol addicts, sex addicts. They all go to AA meetings. But now their addiction of choice is the COVID vaccine, the needle. And instead of AA meetings, soon they'll be attending VA meetings, Vaccine Anonymous. Suddenly, every liberal Democrat in Hollywood loves COVID vaccines like Christians love Jesus Christ. They worship the needle. They're desperate for boosters for their boosters. Suddenly, Democrats ask no questions. They trust everything that Big Pharma tells them. They hate capitalism. And anyone who makes money, they call them greedy. Yet Big Pharma committing fraud and covering up vaccine injuries and deaths to make trillions of dollars and turn Big Pharma executives into billionaires doesn't bother them in the slightest. If a brain-dead zombie puppet with diapers and dementia, i.e. Joe Biden, tells them the vaccine is safe, they just roll up their sleeves and say, "Your wish is my command." Hollywood limousine liberals want the COVID vaccine god on the back of coins. In vax, we trust. Funny, but doesn't it sound a lot like what happened under Stalin and Hitler and Castro and Reverend Jim Jones in Guyana? All over the world, athletes, politicians, actors, rock stars, and television celebrities have been dying suddenly or suffering cardiac arrest, heart issues, strokes, blood clots, and massive increases in cancer, all since 2021 and the advent of the vaccine. Athlete deaths are up 1,700%, as in 1,700%. FIFA, as in pro soccer deaths, are up fivefold, almost 100% are heart-related. They're dropping dead on the soccer field. Millennial deaths are up by a staggering 84% since the advent of the vaccine. The numbers are shocking. Ask any life insurance executive or funeral home owner. Ask any cardiac nurse. Study the VAERS report. But now it's hitting home in Hollywood. In recent weeks, one of my favorite actors, Ray Liotta, died in his sleep on the set of his latest movie. Was he vaccinated? Almost certainly, because no actor can get on a movie set without proof of vaccination. We don't know whether it's COVID vaccine related, but we can certainly guess, and we should certainly be asking questions. We should certainly investigate. And then only days ago, 28-year-old superstar singer Justin Bieber went public with his face paralysis from a rare disease called Ramsay-Hunt syndrome from a virus in the shingles family. Bieber was forced to cancel his latest tour. Shockingly, his 26-year-old wife had a mini stroke unexpectedly only weeks ago. These are medical conditions that mimic vaccine injuries happening all over the world. Were Bieber and his young wife vaccinated? Almost certainly. His fans are not even allowed to attend his concerts without proof of vaccination. So are his injuries from the vaccine? Is his wife's 26-year-old wife's stroke from the vaccine? We can only guess, but we're allowed to ask questions and we're allowed to investigate. All over the world, vaccine injuries and deaths are piling up. Hundreds of studies from around the globe report the COVID vaccine damages the immune system and results in dramatic increases in heart attacks, heart inflammation, strokes, blood clots, cancer, and terrible outbreaks of shingles and facial paralysis. Liberal Hollywood has lapped up the lies, misinformation, and world-class cover-up by the government, the media, and the CDC like no other group in the world. You can't step stage in Hollywood or anywhere in the entertainment industry without proof of vaccination. Bieber and his wife are the tip of the iceberg. Soon we'll be seeing and hearing about a tsunami of Justin Bieber's and Ray Liotta's. Which star is next? The question I close with is, in this celebrity-obsessed world, what famous celebrity's death will be the tipping point that wakes the world up to this unfolding tragedy? When your grandma, your mother, your father, your sister, your child dies, maybe you don't get it. But when you start to see your favorite celebrity die, it will all start to hit home. Wayne Allyn Root. WayneRoot@gmail.com, RootForAmerica.com, guest hosting on The Alex Jones Show. I'm an opinion guy. This is my opinion.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. RootForAmerica.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Want to make sure you know how to contact me. Love to hear from all of you. WayneRoot@gmail.com. I get a couple thousand or more emails each week, and I study every one of them and read every one of them, review every one of them, and a lot of the things you say to me are what wind up being my columns in the coming days after that, or wind up being the top stories I talk about on my radio show. I am a man of the people is what I am. I love to hear what you think, and what you think is what I want to talk about. So I told you that I have the Donald Trump interview, and I told you I'd get to it, so I will. I want to mention my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. You can find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere fine books are sold, but Amazon is certainly the easiest way to get my book, and they've always got it in stock, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. Gives you a list of the 116 companies in America that are the most woke, the most liberal, the most in your face against conservatives, offensive to conservatives, spitting in the face of conservatives, and yet they make billions of dollars because we're the biggest buyers of their product. And it's time to change all that and hit back with what Dr. Martin Luther King would call civil disobedience. And so I've written a book about civil disobedience, and I've given you the names of all the CEOs and the board of directors and how you contact each of these companies via phone and email and social media and their websites, and everything else is in there. All the information's in there to go after them and let them know you're not going to buy from them anymore. All right, my Donald Trump interview yesterday. So it was on national radio. I had a camera rolling with my trusty producer, director, videographer, who's been with me for 35 years, Pitar, who's standing here now. Thank you, Pitar. So it'll be on video, available tomorrow at my website, RootForAmerica.com. Tomorrow? You think tomorrow? Maybe tomorrow, maybe Thursday. We'll see. We're getting it edited and putting all the graphics on it, and it's a nice video. So we'll have it in the next, let's say, 24 to 48 hours. But the audio version is out right now. And I got to tell you, there's some things about my interviews with Trump that my own audience, my own fans tell me, and then I noticed it after they said it to me. See, I listen to you. And I had so many emails yesterday after listening to my interview that said, you do an interview with Trump like no one else in the country because it isn't a media interview. It's like we are all let in on a secret conversation between two friends. Trump and I are very comfortable with each other, and he lets his guard down and talks to me like a friend. And I was there from the first day he came down the escalator, and I said, that's the next president of the United States. He was at 1% in the polls at that point. And he sent me a note in the mail and said, thank you for the wonderful column you just wrote in Fox News saying I'm the next president of the United States. I really appreciate it. You know, you're the greatest, Wayne Allyn Root. From that moment on, everything I wrote, he sent me correspondence, handwritten, saying how much he enjoyed it. And then sometimes he'd ask me to write certain things, write about certain topics, or point them out on my radio or TV interviews. And eventually I got my national radio show, and eventually I was the number one host on Newsmax TV for 3 years and over 700 episodes. And he would send me notes and tell me some of the things he wanted me to talk about and some of the things I ought to investigate. And so we became kind of pen pals more than anything else. He'd send me notes. I'd send him notes back. We met on several occasions. I was his opening speaker at 7 speeches in Las Vegas when he ran for president, and then his first, actually 6 when he ran for president, and then his first speech back to Vegas as president of the United States about a year after he was elected. He personally asked his advance man in the Secret Service to call me, and I should be the opening speaker for that event in Las Vegas. All of these 10 to 15,000 people in the audience. So it's been a great experience for me getting to know President Trump. And he started to rely on me as the Vegas odds maker, would give him his odds and my predictions on whether he'd win the election. I kept telling him you're going to win. And he kept saying to me, really? Are you you sure about that? I'm going to beat Hillary? And I'd say yes. And he'd say, wow, really? He just didn't think. At first, I don't think he thought he had a chance to win. But I think I gave him a lot of confidence that he'd win. And he did win. And after that, he appreciated it. And we've been friends ever since. I just enjoyed my honeymoon at Mar-a-Lago at his residence. So it was a great honor. And then about 2 weeks later, I flew back to Florida and gave a speech in Palm Beach with President Trump. It was a Wayne Root President Trump speech. And the two of us were on the stage together. So, you know, I appreciate the guy. He appreciates me. And it's a friendship that leads to these interviews that are very different than your average interview. Very loose. Let me tell you, over the rest of the show, some of the points, some of the key points that came out of my interview with President Trump yesterday. Let's start with number one. I am the guy who came up with the idea for President Trump to be Speaker of the House, and I'm the guy that believes, and has been writing about this, that America is about to go under, that we're not going to make it to 2024. I don't even know that we're going to make it to November. That's how bad things are. And I asked President Trump about that in the interview as well, and you might be interested in his answer. But the more important one is Speaker of the House, because I believe that he is the only one that could lead to the impeachment of Biden and Kamala Harris, both of them. And if he does, then he's third in line to be president. He'd be president of the United States, hypothetically. So we need him now. There's no time to wait to 2024. We cannot wait. So I suggested several months ago, I guess it was in it was probably April of 2021, I think. It was about a year ago, a little over a year ago. And I said, you ought to be the Speaker of the House. Run for the Speaker of the House and be the Speaker of the House. And so on my show yesterday, here's the important news. And so I know you're showing all these great scenes of President Trump, but if you can, Alex Jones, producers, show me on the screen, because I want to talk to the people one-on-one now. There we go. So I said to President Trump, live, you need to be Speaker of the House. And you really, I can't believe that you endorsed Kevin McCarthy as Speaker. You need to be Speaker. McCarthy will not get the job done. And this should be national news, and I'll bet it will be after the media watches me on the Alex Jones Show and then watches my interview. Trump responded to me and said, no. I never endorsed Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House. I did not endorse Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House. I only endorsed Kevin McCarthy for his run for re-election to his House seat. See, everyone in America, including me, watched all the headlines, Trump endorsed McCarthy. And a lot of Trump fans got very angry at that. I had hundreds of emails saying, your boy Trump, why is he endorsing McCarthy? McCarthy doesn't like him. McCarthy stabs him in the back. McCarthy's no good. He's not a good House Speaker. Him and McConnell got to go, and I agree. Well, Trump said live on national radio, no. I did not endorse Kevin McCarthy for House Speaker. I did not. That's not true. I only endorsed his reelection for Congress. And I said, well, then you need to be the House Speaker. You need to run for House Speaker. And let me paraphrase, not in front of me the exact words, but basically what Trump responded was, okay, Wayne, we'll save that one for a private conversation at another time soon. You and me. And I thought that was a interesting and shocking answer, because what it sounds like he's saying is, I'm leaving my options open to be Speaker of the House. No, I didn't endorse McCarthy as Speaker. And you and I could talk about this in a future time in private. Maybe he'll talk about why he will run and why he doesn't want to disclose it now. Maybe it would affect FEC fundraising regulations. Or maybe what he'd say to me is, I can't run for reason X, Y, and Z. I've got to help Kevin McCarthy. But if that's the case, why would he say to me, no. I did not endorse Kevin McCarthy as Speaker. I think this is huge national news. My idea is still in his mind, percolating. And he's thinking about what he might do. But first, we have to win the House. He's not going to say it now because it might interfere with us winning the House by a massive landslide. He's not going to say a word till after we win the House. But my gut instinct says, after this interview, that he likes my idea and he may very well run for Speaker of the House.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need. And, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
All right, Wayne Allyn, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm guest host, as I do this every Tuesday at 12 noon, West Coast time, 3 o'clock East Coast time. Love to be with you each week. Matter of fact, I have a couple of emails that came in during the break. I'd like to read them to you. A couple of very nice emails. Craig says, love your high energy. You're one of my favorite guest hosts on InfoWars. You know what I say to Craig? I'm only one of your favorite guest hosts. We've also got one from Edward. Edward says, you and Gerald Salante should co-host a show together. You two are unbeatable. I think you pick up the spirits of the InfoWars audience.
And there are many, many more here, but I grabbed two of them at random that I thought were very nice. Thank you both for the nice sentiments. I really appreciate them, and I'd love to hear from you. WayneRoot@gmail.com and RootForAmerica.com, where you can listen to my national radio show every day, my podcast every day, my weekend video podcast, my video commentaries, all of them at RootForAmerica.com. There it is. There's the website. So let's go back to my Trump interview. Lots of ground that I think was broken, eye-opening revelations and responses, because he's at ease with me, because we're friends. He said some things that I think are important for you to know, and I think a lot of people will stand up and take notice. So number one, if you just weren't with us, I asked about becoming House Speaker, running for House Speaker, because we need him, because the country won't survive till 2024. And we've got to shortcut the time. And his answer was, and I said, and why did you endorse Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker? And his answer was, I didn't endorse Kevin McCarthy. I never endorsed Kevin McCarthy for House Speaker. I endorsed him only for re-election of his House seat. That's a major revelation that no one understood until now. And why would you say that unless you might be actually thinking of running for House Speaker? So my hopes are up that Trump may be considering that. Now, number two, I said that, well, if that's the case, then you should run for House Speaker. And he said, that's a private conversation for another time between you and me. What does that mean? That's a very interesting revelation. I think he's really considering it. And maybe he's holding back till after the midterm elections. He's going to play his cards tight to the vest. We're going to win by a landslide. And then he's going to announce he's running for Speaker of the House. If his people look at it from a lot of angles and decide it's the right thing to do and it makes sense for him, and I think it would, because he would lead the impeachment of Biden, and he would be in the news every day. And then he could do this in coordination with Kevin McCarthy. Personally, I can't stand Kevin McCarthy. Personally, I think he's the wrong guy. He's not a real conservative, and he stabbed Trump in the back. We've got audio of him saying terrible things about Trump after January 6th. Having said that, if that's the issue, that Kevin McCarthy has to be friends with Trump, we got to be partners, we can't move forward without his side of the establishment, then Trump's Speaker of the House, and he agrees to step down as soon as the impeachment hearings are over, and maybe at that point he's third in line, he becomes president of the United States. So Kevin McCarthy can have his speakership back if that's the only way to make this happen. But anyway, I'm an idea guy, and I throw ideas out, and what works, some don't. But it was a great idea, and Trump's obviously, clearly still thinking about it, or he wouldn't have given that answer. Number one. Number two, I brought up Bill Barr. Actually, I think Trump brought up Bill Barr. Excuse me. Trump in the interview brought up Bill Barr's name. And I said, because we were talking about the January 6th witch hunt, the congressional witch hunt, and Trump mentioned Bill Barr, what a loser he is. And I said, listen, you know I love you. You know I think you're great. But man, that was a lousy pick. That was a bad pick from the first day. That guy's a rhino. He's a bushy. You never should have picked him. And shockingly, Trump said, you're right. He is a bad guy. He is a rhino. It was a big mistake. And it wasn't mine. It was on advice from someone I trusted. That's the summary of what Trump had to say. Again, I'm paraphrasing from memory. I don't have the exact words in front of me, but almost word for word. He blamed it on someone he trusted that recommended Bill Barr. And I said, I knew from day one he was a rhino and no good. There he is. He is no good. And everything he says about the election is a lie. So I thought that was groundbreaking. Number three, I didn't bring it up. He brought up, in the course of the conversation about January 6th and the witch hunt, Ashley Babbitt. That's the Air Force veteran gal who was killed by a police officer, just literally unarmed and not threatening any violence, doing nothing wrong. She was shot and killed going through a window that was already broken, along with hundreds of other people. And he shot her dead. You know what you call that? Murder. Well, Trump didn't use the word murder, but he came as close as any person in the world could come to saying she was murdered by that Capitol police officer. Again, it's an opinion show. It's my opinion. Trump has an opinion. We all believe it was very bad. It looked horrible. Again, you get a trial in life, so he should get a trial. He should be indicted for murder. He should, or manslaughter. There should be a trial, and then we'd find out if he's guilty or not. And Trump said how outrageous that they covered that up. It was so clear that she was shot down in cold blood, and nobody did anything about it. I was shocked that Trump was basically, for all intents and purposes, saying what I know and you know, she was murdered by a police officer. You know what's ironic? All over America, every time a black criminal See, if a black kid is killed by a cop, a white cop or otherwise, I'm as outraged as the rest of everybody else. You have no right to kill someone who doesn't deserve, who isn't pointing a gun at you and isn't shooting. That's a terrible thing. But how about when a white gal is shot by a black Capitol Police officer? No investigation, no argument, no debate, nobody wants to talk about it, the media doesn't want to cover it. Was that racist, perhaps? Does it go both ways? Is there not racism on both sides of the aisle? So, you know, Ashley Babbitt was shot down by a police officer. She happened to be white, he happened to be black. No one said a word about that. But when a black kid gets shot by a white police officer, even if he's threatening the white police officer, the whole nation burns, rioting, looting, and murders, and attempted murder of police officers in every major city in America? Boy, talk about one-sided discussions in the media. In any case, forget about white or black. The important issue is Ashley Babbitt was killed in a way that looks like murder or manslaughter, that looks like it was never necessary and that someone should go on trial for it. They never did. President Trump brought that up. I brought up the intentional destruction of the United States by the forces and the handlers behind Joe Biden. This is purposeful. This is intentional. This is not incompetence. This is not a mistake. President Trump, in not so exact words, agreed with me that it was the intentional destruction of the United States. He said, look, he said, if you want to count intentional as the things they're doing, they know they're doing them and they're purposely doing them. And they're killing America's middle class, and they're making gas prices rise to the roof, and they're making the borders open and bringing in all kinds of criminals that will kill good, hardworking Americans and take their jobs and you know, explode the national debt. Yes, Wayne, then it is intentional disruption, if you want to call it that. But it's still incompetence, he said, because how could you be so incompetent as to do such terrible things? And I said, because they're not incompetent. This is the intentional destruction and purposeful destruction of the United States. I asked President Trump about 2024. I said, I don't believe we're going to make it to 2024. And President Trump could have said, no, you're wrong. Everything will be okay. This is America. No, that's not what he said. President Trump said, I agree with you. I think it's a very big question and a very big doubt whether we're going to make it to 2024. That's an explosive answer by the former president of the United States. This is not Wayne Root, the talk show, saying it. This is the president of the United States agreeing with me that there is a huge question. He didn't say, like me, we're not going to make it to 2024. But he said it is a huge question. Let's see. I actually wrote the quote down. It's a huge question whether we're going to make it or not to 2024. He said, and we asked about Biden. I asked him, is Biden ever going to run against you in 2024? And President Trump said, I really doubt it. I don't believe Biden will ever run against me. I don't believe he'll ever run again. And I said, I don't think the Democrat Party will ever let him run again. And then Trump talked about his doubt that we can make it to 2024. Big question, big doubt, he said. I believe those are the exact words. So he said that's a much bigger question than anything we've talked about today. Will the country exist in its present form in 2024? And then he said more bad things have been done in the last year and a half than in the 25 worst years in the history of America added together. So Trump is equal with me questioning whether America will exist in its present form in 2024 or whether the country will collapse under the debt and under the crime and under the open borders and under all the disasters going on in this country.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making protein glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that Green Meadow Whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back to the show. Wayne Alaroot, guest hosting for Alex Jones. Last segment, hope you've enjoyed the revelations about my interview with President Donald Trump yesterday on my national radio show. By the way, not only are we both relaxed and you're listening to a conversation between two friends, but even more important than that, I get him because of that friendship more than any other host, I believe, in the United States of America. I don't think anybody's had Trump as often as I got him, four times in the last year. Every 3 months, I've got Trump as my guest. So I don't know that the Hannity's of the world, the Levin's of the world, I don't know that anybody has ever gotten Trump every 3 months like I do, but I'm very proud and honored that he loves to join me. Let's talk about the last two remaining points I have to make about this interview. First of all, we both agreed about the January 6th congressional hearing. It's a show trial. I said this is a communist attack on the United States, and you can see it all around you. Look at Peter Navarro, I said.
You know, that was Trump's former top official and assistant to the President of the United States and head of all trade negotiations. Peter Navarro went to China and negotiated the trade deal with China. You know, there's no one more important in American business in the whole country than the President of the United States and Peter Navarro. And they arrested him in handcuffs and leg shackles and stuck him in a prison cell. This is beyond anything that's ever happened in the history of America. This is Russia. This is Nazi. This is communist China. And I said to Trump, who's next? First they took Peter Navarro. Who's next? You? Are they going to take you in shackles from Mar-a-Lago? And so, you know, again, you'll have to listen to the interview, but Trump said, you know, all of this is part and parcel of a show trial, or I said a communist show trial. He actually said his exact words were a witch hunt and a kangaroo court. And he mentioned how there's nobody on his side on the panel. It's like having a trial for murder and the prosecution is able to make their case. And on the other side is nobody. There's no defense attorney on the other side. There isn't one Republican congressman on the committee that cares about Trump. There's only two Republicans on the committee. Everyone else is a Democrat. And the two Republicans are Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, who both hate Trump with such a passion that I'm guessing, again, an opinion show, and it's my opinion, those two are members, card-carrying members of the Communist Party of China. Those two are so out to get Trump, they would lynch him on a tree if they could. They're like taking orders from the Communist Party of China, the CCP. What an outrage. Again, my opinion, opinion show, they exhibit everything about them makes them sound like they are owned by the deep state, the DC swamp, George Soros, Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, and don't forget the Chinese Communist Party. Everything these people do is to hurt Trump and make sure he can never be president again. For those of you who doubt that Trump should be president, you're mad at him over the vaccines as an example. And I get it. I've always said to Trump, it's only one thing in the world I disagree with you on, the vaccines. The vaccines are horrible, they're terrible, they're injuring people, and they're killing people, and you think they're great. Well, you and I disagree on that. But that's it. On everything else in the world and the economy and foreign affairs and national defense, we're in agreement. He did a great job on everything. And even on that one, he did a great job. He didn't invent the vaccines. That's not his job. He's not a scientist. He's not Dr. Fauci. He's not head of the CDC. He simply was a field general who made sure the vaccines were created in record time that no one thought possible so we could all get back to business. He didn't know there was an evil Dr. Evil in the background creating a death vax that would kill and injure so many people under the guise of protecting you from a flu that had a 99.95% chance of you being healthy in 3 or 4 days. Nobody ever needed the vaccine. They needed ivermectin. They needed hydroxychloroquine. Again, it's an opinion show. It's my opinion. Studies prove ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine kill COVID quickly. But let's not say kill. They're very effective against COVID. The most effective drugs we've ever seen against COVID. Throw in vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and quercetin, and you got an incredible formula for everyone to use. And they never needed the vaccine to take that incredible risk of death that that vaccine is giving you. And so he believes the kangaroo court January 6th. He believes the witch hunt. I believe the same thing. I added that there's a communist takeover of the United States, and that's why I call this a show trial like you'd see in a communist country. I also mentioned Saul Alinsky in my interview with Trump, and he said, yes, yes. I said, Saul Alinsky wrote Rules for Radicals, and Rules for Radicals said, look in the mirror, and whatever you see, blame the other guy. Blame your opponent for what you're doing. And that's what they're doing with this show trial. They know they are the traitors. They know they've already, what do they call the January 6th? They called it an insurrection. They committed the insurrection. The insurrection was the stolen election. They stole the election and they stole our country. It was a coup and an insurrection. So they made January 6th a peaceful protest look like a coup and an insurrection. Now they're charging it's a coup and an insurrection. And the greatest lawyer in the history of the world, Alan Dershowitz, who's a regular guest on my show, just said the other day, go ahead and try Trump on all those charges. There's not one thing he did that is a crime. Not one. There's nothing you can get him on. So, and finally, the last observation I'll make about my Trump interview is if you listen to it, He sounds more deflated than usual. I won't use the word depressed. I'll use the word deflated. And I'm just reading into this because President Trump, you know, you and I didn't have a private conversation off the air. I have no idea if it's true. It's my opinion, and I'm an opinion commentator. I believe that President Trump is deflated, as I am, as enthusiastic and high energy and positive as I am my whole life. I'm deflated right now because I see my country being destroyed in front of me at a record speed, the likes of which no one has ever seen. Remember, I wrote the Biden Blitzkrieg because I compared the speed at which he's destroying America to the Nazi Blitzkrieg that took over Europe. I didn't compare it to the Holocaust. Don't send any organizations after me to say I'm comparing it to the Holocaust. I'm comparing it to the speed at which the Hitler's Nazi army took over Europe. There is an absolute comparison to be made for the speed of the destruction of America right now. And Trump sees what I see, again, my opinion, and he's deflated because it never should have happened. He was the president. He was reelected. They stole the election from him and therefore stole not only his place in history, but his chance to make America truly great again. And they're making America poor again. MAPA. The Democrat Party is making America poor again. They're making us into the poorest country in the world. What did Trump call all those other countries? Crap holes. I'm saying it nicely. He used a different word with an SH at the start. But let's call them crap holes. Central America filled with crap holes. Mexico, nice people, but crap hole. Haiti, crap hole. These countries are crap holes. Zimbabwe is a crap hole. Almost every nation in Africa is a crap hole. America is the greatest nation in the world. People have such great lives here. They're trying to drag us down and turn us into one of those crap holes. Ironically, that all those people from those countries are running away from to come to America, and they're willing to break in illegally because it's so great here and the streets are paved with gold. They're trying to make us into those crap holes. So Trump is seeing that like I am, and he is deflated that someone's got to do something, yet legally there's almost nothing we can do other than vote, and voting isn't going to cut it. Voting alone isn't going to save us. We're not going to make it to 2024 just because we win an election in 2022 November. And by the way, there's no guarantee we're going to win in a landslide in November either because they rig elections. So all I could tell you is I believe from that interview that my friend Donald J. Trump was deflated and is deflated, just as I am deflated. After you see my excitement and my high energy and all that other stuff, I must tell you, I am deflated. What are we going to do? The only answer I have at this point is to vote and to vote them out and to win in a gigantic landslide. And the other, only other answer I've got, which I've said on this show, is we need a divorce. Divorce American style. Remember that famous movie in the TV series in the 70s? Marriage American style? This is, or Love American style. This is divorce American style. Blue states have got to go their own way separate, and red states have to go their own way separate. And we got to get away from these crazy people. They're suicide bombers. They're kamikazes. They're domestic terrorists. Again, Saul Alinsky. Democrats are the domestic terrorists, and they accuse us of being domestic terrorists. They burned the country down with BLM and Antifa, and they destroyed $2 billion in property. They killed policemen. They tried to murder thousands of policemen. They killed many, many people. Murder rate was up dramatically in 2020, and yet they accuse us of being domestic terrorists because we don't want to take a vaccine. Because we don't like critical race theory and we go to PTA meetings and complain about it. We're domestic terrorists. Do you see it? Saul Alinsky. Look in the mirror and blame the other guy for everything you're really doing. That was Russian collusion. They're the ones that tried to steal the election. They're the ones that rigged the election. They're the ones that spied on Trump like communists. And yet they accused us of Russian collusion. It's all Saul Alinsky rules for radicals. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, saying goodbye for this week. RootForAmerica.com is my website. WayneRoot@gmail.com is my email. My book is The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. Here it is. Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book by Wayne Allyn Root. Have yourselves a great day. We got to fight and we got to come up with some answers fast. Hope you enjoyed my interview with President Trump. Bye-bye.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.